volleyball player Charita Stubbs stepped out of the University of Arizona campus her freshman season as a self-described angry black woman. And she had reason to be a fiery frosh. Her father was murdered when Rita was just 10, and her mother was a heavy drug user until her death. She was angry, but really didn't recognize it until a personal encounter with the Prince of Peace. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give. Rita Stubbs is in her ninth straight season as an assistant women's volleyball coach at her alma mater, the Arizona Wildcats program. And she's back with me from Tucson today. So, Rita, like I said, you were the self-described angry black woman when you came on campus from Cleveland, Ohio that first year. How did you become this loving, caring coach that we're talking with today through meeting the Savior, Jesus Christ? Tell me how that happened.
You know, I knew about Jesus when I was young. My grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness. I am not a Jehovah's Witness by any means, but she was a Jehovah's Witness. And so she always at least put that foundation in my brother and I. And, you know, we went to church on Christmas and went to church on Easter, but I never knew, and I was afraid to tell people this. It wasn't until probably, I don't know, 3-4 years after I was saved that I understood what Christmas was, the value of Christmas. And I think that's really scary that I went so long in my life not knowing. But my brother gave me a Bible when I graduated from college, and I thought it was the cheesiest gift ever. But lo and behold, he had put $200 in the front page. But I didn't open it. I graduated from college in May, and then I left to go overseas to play in France, and I took the Bible with me, and that's when I found the money. So that's how long it took me to open the Bible, which is not something I should probably say out loud. But I want to be transparent here. Mm-hmm. But my dad was murdered when I was 10 years old, and that's a whole story in itself, how I found out and how that I never got a chance to heal from that process. It was never something that was really discussed. I was 10 at the time. My brother was 12, and my 12-year-old brother told me. When I went to ask my mom about it, I was immediately shooed out of the room and disclaimed. And so it was one of those things we didn't really talk about. And along the way, we did, you know, I learned more and more. But it was never in the way that I would think I should have been told that my father was murdered. My mom was died about 3 years ago, and she battled her own demons throughout her life, and she was a drug user throughout her entire life. But she knew who Jesus was, and that made a big deal in my life. And I say all of that to say this is why I was so angry, because I had so many unanswered questions. I had so many things going on in my mind that no one would talk to me about because I came across so angry. I was, you know, you were nice to me. I'd find a way to be mean to you so you didn't hurt me. And it was the only way I knew how to protect my heart and protect myself and not show that I was weak or vulnerable. And so I would just walk around with an edge on my shoulder. I wore a goat tooth. I had a nose ring. I mean, it was just an epitome of who I didn't want to be, but that's who I was. And those were the type of people that I saw that were successful. And I'm not saying those people are bad by any stretch of the imagination. But one of the questions someone has asked me in the past was, what would you encourage a coach to have said to you during the process that wasn't said to you? And it would have been, why are you so angry? And I would have found the better words because I would have chewed you up had you asked me why I was angry, because I would never admit to being angry. But why are you the way you are? I noticed your mom didn't take you to the airport when you left for college. How did that feel? I noticed that your mom, you've said multiple times, your parents, no one has ever watched you play in an athletic event. I played volleyball, basketball, and track. And my mom never watched me play any of them. She would always come late, or it was always some reason why. And so when I got to college, I saw kids, parents come for parent weekend, parents sending boxes. And so I remember telling my mom one time, and so she sent me a box. She did. Every now and again, she was on it. but it wasn't the way that I saw other athletes receiving it. So I made that decision once I shared earlier. I was going home every month. I went home in March and spring break, and then I went home in May because that's when school was out. And I remember being there about 2 weeks and not having a place to go. So I stopped living with my mom my junior year in high school, I believe it was, for various reasons. And so by my senior year, I was living with my older cousin. It allows me to be able to talk to people from different perspectives. I think that that is very important. I can talk to you about what it's like losing a father, a parent at a young age. I can talk to you about what it's like to, you know, grow up watching your mom be a drug abuser. But I can tell you how I grew in college and how there was so many other people out there that were willing to take care of me that, you know, were my surrogate mom or my surrogate dad. I can talk to you about how it was like not to have money, to have a check in your hand that you couldn't cash because your boss told you, until you invest it, he's not giving it to you. I mean, you know, I would have spent this money. I remember my first year working, Dave would pay us for a summer camp. And he was like, Rita, I can't give you this because, don't get me wrong, you don't know what to do with this money. And it was true. I had no idea. I would have went and bought clothes or food or, you know, done something versus investing that money, which is still invested to this day. So there are so many things that I'm grateful for that someone took the time to teach me.
Indeed. All right, Char Rita Stubbs with me on Sports and Commentary again today. And let's conclude the conversation, if we can, tomorrow. Because I'd like to find out how this experience of finding Jesus as your Savior, the transformational experience for you of going from death unto life has helped you, reach other student-athletes down there and be accessible for them spiritually. So we'll visit about that next time on Sports and Commentary, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I can do that for sure.
Superb. We'll talk to you on our next S&C.